The anticipation of a holiday can be worse than the holiday itself, according to Carol Baldwin. She's been a hospice nurse and teaches a class on death and dying at Arizona State University.
We have a lot of traditions. There's family gatherings, there's these ideas of domestic bliss, and people who are grieving, people who have experienced a loss, that idea of celebration has lost its edge.
Baldwin says it's important not to ignore your loss. Talk about it if you want to. Find new ways to keep the memory alive. That's exactly what Barbara Tibbetts has done. She knew this Christmas was going to be difficult. It's the first one without her mother, who died in February at age 87.
I've kept an ongoing letter to her in a Word document. And every week, "Dear Mom, I have 41 letters."
In these letters, Tibbetts might share a photo of her grandchild or talk about the weather. They don't get mailed, but the letters remind Tibbetts of the weekly phone conversations she had with her mom before she died.
When I'm typing out this letter to her, it's as if I'm talking to her. It really has helped a lot.
Tibbetts is an artist, like her mother was. So this Christmas, she made a holiday-themed collage using her mother's jewelry. Tibbetts also took some of her ashes and incorporated them into the artwork. This way, Tibbetts still feels her mother's presence. Peter O'Dowd, KJZZ News.